Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care if the sun don't shine. I do my drinking in the evening time when I'm in Las Vegas.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Mully out today. We're having a lot of fun talking Bears, talking a little bit of everything, and now talking to our guy out in Vegas. Mike Palm is the Vice President of Operations for the D, Golden Gate, and Circa. And like all of our guests, he's brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
How are you doing, David? Where's Mully taking his daughter to school now? Or so? I mean, what?
No, I
call in every time he's off.
A little under the weather, but he did get a preview. Maybe he had something to do with it. I don't know, Mike, but I doubt it. He had a ton of respect for you. You guys have a lot in common. So, yeah, it's how are things out there?
Well, things are terrific. I mean, the book was packed last night. Obviously, it was one of the best Thursday night games of the year, best matchups. The game lived up to the hype. It was incredible. You had, a Thursday night in the NHL. The NHL has become a three-day league, right? Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday,
yep.
The majority of the games. But it was a terrific night of hockey as well. You got college basketball underway. Had some Sun Belt football gearing up for a big weekend here. So things are terrific.
It is a big weekend there because this afternoon from 2 to 6, Spiegel and Holmes broadcast live from Circa Resort and Casinos Stadium Swim out in Vegas. Special guests. They'll talk football throughout the day right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. And, Mike, I have to ask you this. With Spiegel and Holmes out there, I understand that you had a little bit of a gift from our boss, Mitch Rosen. Where will you wear that Pat Hughes sweater?
The Pat Hughes sweater is going to come in very handy in the mornings here because we're down into the 40s in the morning. So, I mean, by mid-afternoon, a little toasty because we're getting up into the 70s. It's perfect out there in the afternoons right now. You don't have to deal with the heat. It was an honor. I thank Mitch Rosen for bringing it. Pat and Ron were so gracious when we came in the summer and let us hang out in the booth for an inning and a half, and it was really terrific. David, I just want to say I'm sorry. I mean, you guys, it's pretty tough time to be in Chicago there, isn't it?
It is definitely a difficult year in a difficult stretch. It's one season after another. We were talking earlier, Dustin, our producer, Dustin Rose, we were lamenting earlier in the show. You look around and you see last night in Thursday Night Football, you see stars, bonafide stars doing what they do. Every team, it seems, in Chicago lacks that star power, and we don't have anybody that you latch onto. It might be Caleb Williams. It might be Connor Bedard. It might be. But right now, there is no definite star in the city.
Yeah, it's tough. And look, I mean, the debacle in the last minute of the game in Washington, I think, spilled over into Arizona. And now you've got a must-win situation coming up against the Patriots team. By the way, Drake May looked pretty good. Nobody wants to talk about that. He's playing behind a horrible offensive line. You know, the wind on Sunday at Soldier Field may help the Bears because New England, outside of that first game against Cincinnati, has not been able to rush the football. Rush the football at all. And then, I feel bad for Mrazek and Soderblom. I mean, you go out there every night, you cannot give up three goals, and most nights you can't give up two. So that really puts them in a tough spot. The Bulls might be a year away from being a year away. Everybody hopes somebody buys the White Sox. The Cubs season was disappointing. I mean, I was thinking about what's the city got going for it, and I said, well, they still have Mother Macaulay Volleyball. They lost to Marist yesterday, so boy, it's tough times.
You're really going deep in the weeds there. I was not aware of that upset. That's really good research by you, Mike Palm, joined by Mike Palm, who was the Vice President of Operations for the D, Golden Gate, and Circa here on The Score. All right, let's look at this Bears game. The line has moved because of maybe the uncertainty surrounding the Bears, because of all the things that make this such a hard team to figure out. How do you see Sunday's game at Soldier Field?
What's really interesting for us at Circa is that in Survivor this week, you have to take a hard look at the Bears, right? There's, you don't want to use or do you? Do you want to use the Eagles? I mean, it is a divisional game still, as bad as Dallas has been. The obvious choice might be the Chargers at home playing the Broncos. But, you know, the Bears' schedule, we all said the first 10 games is where they have to make hay, because once they get into their divisional schedule, if you haven't used the Bears yet, I mean, this is, man, if you lose this game, it's pretty much over. You know, for if you follow the live odds of Bears to make the playoffs, when they score the touchdown with 26 seconds left in Washington, you know, their odds to make the playoffs, you had to lay $1.80 to win 100, they're -180 to make the playoffs. And here we sit a game and 30 seconds later, and now they're 4-1 to make the playoffs. I mean, that's how much this changed. I think they should be able to beat this team, but I don't know, because that loss to Washington, it seemed like everybody had held us all. I mean, I'm talking about the players wanted to stand up and have something to say about the coaching staff, which behind closed doors is perfectly fine. And the decision-making was mind-numbing. I mean, you're running a backup guard with the hands of a guard and all taped up when you got about six other options at the goal line. When you have first and goal with 31 seconds, you have two jobs. Make Washington use their last timeout and score the touchdown. They didn't make them use the timeout. Washington is dumb enough to return the kick and take 6 seconds off the clock. And Eberflus is still standing here and telling you that the play to McLaurin for 12 yards didn't make any difference. It's like they're incapable of learning. Then you go to Phoenix. I mean, DJ Moore, so I twisted my ankle. I mean, he walks off the play. There's still 7 seconds left in the play. You give up the longest rush. You give up the longest rushing touchdown in the last 20 seconds of a first half since the merger. I mean, I never heard the term merger in 20 years, let alone using it for statistics. I mean, they run a draw play from their own 47 with 15 seconds left, and you let them get to the end zone. You know, and then all the signs. Even Moore talking about his relationship with Caleb and, well, Steele wasn't a first-year quarterback. And then they're talking, well, we need – maybe it's just more reps. I mean, it's all they're all bad warning signs around this team, right? And Eberflus, yep, who's responsible for the defense, that's where the majority of the breakdowns have occurred. So when you take a look at this in Survivor, it's pretty dicey. But if you have to use 20 teams because we had those holiday weeks. I mean, you could save the Bears and say, do they turn their season around? And I want to use them against the Seahawks on December 26th because that's part of Christmas. But there's certainly a big look there in Survivor. I just don't know how toxic the atmosphere is around the Bears right now.
It's not great. It sounds like it's been a losing season. They're only 4-4, but it has been everything you described, and it may not get any better because they have to win on Sunday. Mike Palm, thanks for your time this morning. Have fun wearing that Pat Hughes sweater around Circa.
Hey, thanks, Dave. We'll talk to you soon.
That's Mike Palm, the Vice President of Operations for the D, Golden Gate, and Circa, out in Las Vegas, where the Spiegel & Holmes show will broadcast live today at Circa Resort & Casino Stadium Swim from 2 to 6.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.